trending on Drive Time?
Yeah, that's the question. What's trending on Drive Time? And Tanya Khoury from Acumen Media. The laptop is open and it's flickering there in the evening gloom. Tanya, how are you doing?
It's not so bad. Thank goodness it's the weekend. The sun is starting to set. I'm in the most beautiful area of KZN, so I'm not complaining too much. But it's been a very busy week, Shafiq, right? Busy week, Shafiq. That rhymes.
Yeah, no, yeah. It has been a very busy week. Although most of it I was closeted in a hotel in a conference, but outside it seemed like things were going on. No. I didn't mind being cut off for a while.
I'm sure you didn't. Anyway, this week, certainly the Springboks kept us happy. I'm not sure if it was a real happiness or just like we were happy because they won. The scorelines were enormous, so the differences were enormous. And they're through to the quarterfinals. So despite the controversy surrounding Etzebeth, the Springboks certainly have the biggest positive net sentiment this week and take up a quarter of the top.
Oh, that's interesting. And they're lucky that at least none of their games have been cancelled due to typhoons, which some other rugby teams at the World Cup are very unhappy campers at the moment.
Absolutely. The Rugby World Cup certainly making headlines across the world about that typhoon and about the cancellation of certain games. But yes, certainly Springboks. I don't think I've ever seen so many green and gold shirts in my life, even in the remotest part of KZN. So well done to the Springboks. Let's now really put you to the test and see what happens. The second story came from nowhere. Okay, so it's Vatiswa Ndara, and she took up this fight of struggling artists, and she wrote an open letter to Nati and Tetra about how they're not paid accurately, and really the big essence of what she was saying was so true. But the problem was is she attacked the production company in almost a personal way, and then Twitter started to split. And the production company came out and said that it's not true and that they can't possibly afford what she was asking for. And the number went from 84,000 rand to 700,000 rand and all sorts of stories. But the second largest story this week is this particular story because it has highlighted how badly paid and badly supported our arts industry is.
No, it's absolutely shocking. It's the only way I can describe it. And having been involved in a number of initiatives over the years, I can tell you it's a real headache. It just doesn't get the support that it should, particularly in a time in our history when we should be ensuring that we have a culture. Just not enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just not acceptable. I wish you'd gone about it a slightly different way. And I wish he'd made it a broader conversation rather than honing in on this particular family because it made something that is such a big point. It was diffused a little bit, and that upset me. Anyway, my biggest story this week, for sure, to such a point that I had saved the last hour for my weekend viewing. That's how sad I am. The day came and we saw Dudizani Zuma take the stand. Yeah, man.
Right.
I don't know if you watched it, but that man, firstly, apart from being a terribly good-looking man, he was so arrogant, and he was. It was as if he has a legal background. Perhaps he does. I don't know that much about Dudizani Zuma. But he batted those questions like the best lawyer you've ever seen. So he was either he's very much legally averse, which you probably have to be when you steal that kind of money, or he was exceptionally well-briefed. But, you know, Judge Zondo, he's a treasure. The minute he does that, just a minute.
Yes.
When he does that, you know, the left uppercut is coming, my friend, and you better duck. So Judge Zondo didn't take any prisoners, but it was really a testimony that said nothing because he just denied everything from start to finish.
Well,
did I get it right?
Yes, the aim was to say nothing. The aim was just to sort of fill in the space and say, I've been there, I've done my bit.
Yes.
But I'll agree with you. Yes, he was exceptionally well coached. He must have spent many hours behind the mirror practicing his replies. But he did sort of make a comment that one of the Guptas was, he was Kopchomis as one of the Gupta brothers, and that's not a crime, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Well, the Guptas' bank accounts being frozen in the United States tells us another
story. And now sanctioned, apparently the word is being used, sanctioned against the Guptas, a very, very, very interesting was riveting viewing, but also didn't amount to very much, except that now Zondo has now called for Zuma to come back to stay captive because there are a lot of unanswered questions. So we'll see what happens there. I'm not holding my breath. I'm sure neither are you, Shafiq.
No, I think Zuma Senior is going to have another cough. And
I forgot about that. Oh, my word, we went through 20 hours of tape of I remember it now.
Yeah. And he's got a lot of glasses pushing to the back of his head.
Yes, with and, the middle finger, obviously.
Yeah, he's given up chuckling because he's realised,
It's a bit serious now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his chuckling was his tactic, just to sort of fob everybody off.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to be very comfortable, and I think his body language is just going to get worse and worse as
gives himself away.
Yeah.
Literally ducks behind a table.
There you go. Yeah.
Another story that has re-entered the charts, I'm so sad to say, is the foreign nationals that gathered outside the UN this morning, hundreds of them, begging to leave South Africa as xenophobia returns. I wondered why it had gone so quiet. I thought the media had maybe either quashed the story or somebody had quashed the story, but it's back, and there are literally hundreds of people that are experiencing xenophobic attacks. So, you know, we spoke about, was it xenophobia to start with? No, it wasn't, but now we have got a xenophobia problem, and that's a tragedy for me.
No, absolutely, it's not the way to go, and that's an understatement.
Oh, Ubuntu, where are you, really? I'll tell you what kept me entertained, though, was our friends at the DA. My goodness, what on earth is going on? So Helen Zilla goes for top dog, and everybody stands up, anyone of worthiness anyway, stands up and says, no, you don't, not in my party. I mean, Trollope came out, Tony Leon was allegedly flown in to fire my Amani and ended up saying, Zilla, you need to go home.
Yeah.
But what is going on? Again, the DA are completely imploding. I make fun, and everybody knows I'm not a DA fan, but we need a strong opposition. And can that strong opposition please not be Julius Malema and his crew? I'm asking nicely.
Yeah, I mean, I think we actually need an opposition full stop. And we're not getting very much at the moment because the ANC right now is, I think, are just sitting back and themselves going, what is happening?
They haven't got time to even look at the opposition, do they? I mean, they've been bombarded from left to right. And then we've got the EFF, or Deutsche Bambu's wedding being paid by VBS, and all those stories coming out as well. I think everybody's just in a tailspin, and literally their own tails, not even anybody else's.
Yeah, poor old Floyd. It's just from here for him. It's going from bad to worse. And of course,
poor Floyd.
Yeah, and Amabungani and Scorpion, all these people are really getting under his skin because the other day they printed all the balance sheets and you could see exactly where the money was going.
So, wow. Yeah. They don't play. I love them. Another thing, and a very serious issue, and one very close to my heart, is suicide and mental health made an impact on social media as World Mental Health Day made its way to South Africa. The suicide rates in our country are simply astonishing. And the spend and the way mental health is handled by our government is simply appalling. And, that's something very close to me. Like, I've suffered from depression for a very long time. And I can't imagine in this tight economy where people really haven't got work, what our country is going through. And those that have got work are working ridiculous hours, to keep the wheels turning. So, yeah, a sad state of affairs, and one that we should be all aware of and be kind to one another about.
Yeah, look, I mean, mental health, it's obvious what I'm saying, but it's you do not have a functional society if you don't have mental health. And unfortunately,
Absolutely,
South Africa is what I call a post-traumatic stress society due to colonialism, apartheid, violence, and all other problems. And
Ongoing. It's ongoing. It's not even like we've had 25 years to recover. No, we haven't. We've been hit ever since. Ever since the so-called new South Africa, we've still been clocked. Every couple of minutes, you know. So we really have taken a toll as a country, and you know, we need to look at that. Shafika, I can see we're running out of time, and there's two stories we absolutely need to talk about. And the first one is Dudu Mayeni.
Yes.
She's too proud to fly to court, Shafik.
Shame. I'm still a director of 13 companies, and I can't afford to fly.
Exactly. Outer say nah, and the judiciary say no way, Jose. You will appear in court, and we don't care how you get there. So she will appear in court, I believe, later. I think it's 20th or 21st of October, around that mark. And then the raid on Gumede's properties and those cars. Did you see those cars?
I felt jealous, yes. I saw the cars.
No, you shouldn't feel jealous. They're yours, my friend. We paid for them.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I own the steering wheel of the Lamborghini. How's that?
Well, it seems the AFU is finally making some impact. And TikTok, it seems like time is up for many people, because the wheels of justice are starting to turn, and it feels so good, doesn't it?
No, it does. And of course, the Guptas can't be using any ATMs in the United States. Former Mayor Gumede is not going to go for a drive this weekend. And
And Dudu Mayeni's got a book an SAA flight.
Yeah, she has to fly economy class. Shame.
Ah, bless. And there are other stories. There's Eskom and Free Kanye. Those two stories that make an impact, but they're not for half as interesting as the two we just spoke about.